Hey everybody, it's Fraser from the SEAL Podcast. We are starting a new idea on Twitch. We've created a channel called VG Hub TV. And what we plan or would like to happen with that is members of the community, if they so wish, are given permission to stream to the channel. And it becomes sort of a central point where members of the community can go and stream for a couple of hours here or a couple of hours there. And a lot more people will see VG Hub TV as somewhere where they can interact on Twitch with the community. Now, if later on you decide that you, or at any point, don't want to stream to the channel, you're more than welcome to not stream to the channel and stream to your own. If you want to piggyback on the channel and stream directly to it, then perhaps you gain some interaction with the community that you didn't get. For example, I know when I stream, I very rarely see more than one or two people. I think if everybody is aware and we have more followers on VG Hub TV, then we can all see a little bit of an extra bump in interaction when we stream. And we may get something from it, and we may not. But, you know, you've got to try. So check out VG Hub TV on Twitch. Follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Let's see if we can get some numbers up there. And then if you're interested in being one of those people who are going to stream to the channel, you'll see that there's an email on there, vghubtv@gmail.com. Just drop us a line. We'll add you in there, and you'll get a key and be able to stream to the channel. Now, we will be working with a schedule at some point, but we're just going to build this organically, see how the numbers go, you know, before we start to implement the schedule. That will come, and obviously prime slots will be something we talk about later. It's all early beginnings. But if you'd like to get involved, we'd love to have you on board. VG Hub TV is the Twitch name, vghubtv@gmail.com. Drop us a line there, and we'll get you the stream key, and we'll see how it goes. I'm going to get on there and do some stuff, and who knows, maybe we'll pick up some new people and new friends along the way. Thanks very much for your time. Take care, everyone. Hey everybody, and welcome to the SEAL Podcast. Two Little Crutches, it's episode 77. That one's better than the other option we had, which Neil is now going to tell us all about.
No. Right, okay. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm not going to sing it.
So the other option was... Yeah, the other option was Sunset Strip 77. Right, or 77.
No, 77. Sunset Strip. I said I wasn't going to do it, but there we go, I did it. was a TV show, apparently, that aired, this is, you know, target audience, 1958 to 1964.
Yeah.
It says here it starred popular actors Roger Moore, William Shatner and Faye Ray, whoever that is.
Faye Ray was the lady in King Kong, who was up in
that. She must have been quite old by then, I assume.
Oh, yes.
But when I watched a video of it, there was three other dudes in it. Well, three dudes, not two dudes and a lady, so...
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Who can say? The show was so popular that rising young actors clamored for guest spots. Yeah, okay.
One of those things you've never heard of. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure my parents have heard of it.
Maybe. Do they do bingo?
No.
Well, maybe they haven't then.
Maybe not. They've heard of crutches. Okay, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in again this week, people. Now, Neil and Dave, I forgot to prime you for this. At the start of the show, I'm going
this
to be
good because I forgot to prime you for some
Okay, so let's prime each other for some stuff. But at the start of the show, my plan is to drop in a little introduction to the VG Hub TV. So I see someone else has put that. Did I put that in there? In that intro?
It wasn't me.
Did I? Okay. I don't even remember putting that in there. Okay. So let's just start with VG Hub TV and then we can get that out of the way, because this is sort of starting to take form. Whether it's going to be a success or not, I don't know. So I put in a little intro at the start to say what VG Hub TV is about. We can sort of like expand a little bit here, which is basically, if you're interested, it's VG Hub TV is a Twitch channel. If you would like to stream to it, you send an email, we give you a key, and then when you stream with that key, you stream to the VG Hub TV channel.
Cool.
And the reasoning behind it all is that it's more of a central point for us small-time streamers to stream on one place, and our community has one channel that they sort of will always have an eye on, and therefore there should be more interaction around that channel. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So rather than when I stream, like maybe, you know, I have a couple of guys come in, not, you know, loads of people don't follow me, but if I, let's put it like this. If I load up Twitch, I can immediately see that VG Hub TV, oh, someone's streaming to VG Hub TV, and I can go in and say, oh, look, there's so-and-so, and we can, whatever. It's just somewhere for there to be more interaction on Twitch, rather than spreading ourselves so thin. Now, it's all organic. I'm working it out as we go along. Is it going to work? I don't know. Like, we're just going to try, right? I did a test run this morning. I subscribed to it. I got given a key, and I put that in OBS, and I streamed to the VG Hub TV Twitch stream. So it does work. I think you have to...
Get many viewers.
I had no viewers, actually. We only have one follower on VG Hub TV. That's me. But you know, hey, from little acorns, right?
You've got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. So it's just a bit of fun, but maybe it's somewhere that, you know, it's somewhere where those of us who have aspirations, I've done a little bit more streaming recently. I'm quite enjoying it. Like, I've streamed some music stuff, and just to have a couple of people come in and talk to you back and forth while you're streaming, it's really nice, right? It's just have a little chat back and forth. So it's just, you know, in these times when we can all do with a little bit more interaction, maybe something can come of this. That's the theory, right?
Cool.
Whether it fucking works, I don't know.
So is it just VG Hub TV? Just search for that on Twitch.
Yeah, follow. And
is this the big reveal tonight then, is it?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I know I spoke to guys at the OC podcast, Greg at the OC podcast. I spoke to Jay over at Joysticks and Chill and Duke over at Veteran Gamers, and they all have the intro. So they are going to help roll this out. VG Hub sort of encompasses all of those podcasts. Yeah. And it's the community, right? You know, it's that thing. And so we don't really use Twitch on a community sort of way. So I don't know. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Who knows?
Worth a punt.
You don't know if you don't try.
That's
right?
It.
So that was it. I don't know why I put in Seal promo photos into the intro.
I didn't know if you were like organizing professional photos so you come around and take headshots of us, or
I'm glad it said promo for a minute. I misread it.
Yeah, I can't remember why I put that in there. I'm not sure. I guess,
is it related to VG Hub TV? Maybe.
I don't know. I can't remember. Forget it. It'll either come back.
You'll
to
have
me
to write more expansive notes in future.
Yeah. I keep having these episodes where I'm sort of. They're quite related to the legalization of marijuana. I keep having these episodes where I'm sort of strolling around. And I'm having these mental ideas and stuff like that, and all these things that I want to do, and then I just forget about it the next day. So. But you know,
yeah, it could be an age thing as well.
Well, there is that too. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you,
Neil. right. Okay. So that's that. Sorry. Was there something? Something else
no, that comes it? Up later, but you'll be reading the tweets out, I assume, so there'll be a thing that you might not want to read out. I don't know. It's up to you. It's just in brackets.
Okay.
Not everyone needs to know that, but there we go.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, I see that. Yeah, I did read that. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We'll get to that. Good. Okay. Let's crack on then. So we have tweets. Matt, friend of the show, says, evening all. Thoughts on the Resident Evil 8 demo? I found the interface just too old school for my liking. I get that they're going for RE Classic, but I think the UI needs an update. Game Frights were pretty cool, though. I'll be waiting for Game Pass.
Who's had a go, then?
No, you sent us a message about that earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did actually go through and have a go, though. So at least all I did.
Well done.
You are the consummate professional, Neil.
Yeah, indeed. It's not what they say at work. So I've only played it for half an hour. You only get to play it for an hour maximum. Well, I'm assuming you're allowed 2 hours on each because there's two demos in the one on PC anyway. So I played through half an hour of the Village demo and finished it. It looks pretty amazing, I got to be honest. That engine they're using is pretty good. I put the ray tracing on my PC.
Ooh.
And yeah, it runs quite nicely. And there's all like fiery bits, so that looked pretty good. But yeah, I only played half an hour, so I got to the end of the half an hour, and I was like,
"Now, was that a set level, or was it just half an hour timed?"
Well, you have up to an hour to finish the demo, but it only took me half an hour.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've missed anything on the way through. But
so what is this? First person, top down?
Yeah, it's first person. So it's sort of like moving on from. I've literally played maybe an hour of Resident Evil 7 before I stopped because I was like, it's too fucking weird and creepy.
Oh,
being in first person.
I played all through Resident Evil 7, and as far as I understand, Resident Evil 8 is more of the same, really.
I don't know. I've not really read up on it, to be honest. It made me think I should probably go back and play 7, to be honest. And not be such a wuss about what I was playing before.
I would say with 7 that the start is the worst.
I've got the impression since playing it, I was like, maybe I go back to it. I think I probably, the bit at the beginning, maybe that was a weird thing that wasn't necessarily actually happening. I don't know, because I literally only played it for however long.
Actually,
the graphics are definitely a huge setup from 7.
Saying that, I do remember some bits later on in 7 that were a bit very disturbing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I might go back and play 7. But having not played through 7, I don't know how 8 compares. But the interface, I get what you're saying there. It looks a bit... Yeah, I'm thinking back to the old school Resident Evil. And you had like your box, like a suitcase, didn't you, or a briefcase.
Yeah,
to put things in. So it was a bit similar to that. Because if you didn't put things in the right place, then they wouldn't fit in the briefcase and all that sort of crap. So there's a bit, crafting's a little bit. It's all very, like I say, I don't know how it compares to 7 because I never really played it much. But I don't know if it's changed much from there. It seemed Resident Evil, like, basically. So, and I haven't seen the big woman in the demo, so I think, I don't know if she's in the second bit of the demo. I did see a funny picture of the big woman, though. You know, the big woman she's 9 foot tall or whatever.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, so she's the lady vampire, Lady Dimitrescu, or whatever her name is. And she's 9 foot tall and she's got so many doors or whatever. But there was a picture of her picking up Master Chief because he's like 7 foot tall and he fucking looks tiny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll probably wait for Game Pass as well, to be honest. That's generally what I do with most games. So,
I'll give it a go. I mean, I'll be honest, Resident Evil 7 didn't float my boat. I played it and finished it, but compared to 4 and 5, I still have not seen 6 and 7 just still haven't lived up to the enjoyment.
Well, 5 you played over and over, wasn't it?
4 and 5 I've played over and over and over and over. They were just... To me, they were perfect, both of those games.
6 was what? Was that the Super Arcade-y one or something? Shortage of ammo, or I can't really remember. No one liked 6, did they?
No one liked 6. I got it, and it's on my list to play again. I actually dug it out. I'll come to that in a minute, but I don't know. I need to go back to it. I don't know if it's as bad as everyone says. I just think it's one of those things. It was just not as good as everyone hoped. Which means it's still probably quite good, but, you know.
But you played through the remake, didn't you, too?
Yeah, I played through the remake, I think 0, 1, and 2.
So, but you played the most recent remake, two.
Not three, I haven't.
No, not three.
One and two, though, yeah.
Yeah, but one was not like a two-star remake, was it?
Wasn't far off.
Wasn't it? Not in the same... No, Resident Evil 1 remake is nothing like just proper remake as 2. Like in the... Because 2 it's, remake yeah. is basically Resident Evil 4 Resident Evil, haven't they? No tank controls. Because 2 was still like weird yeah, camera angles, right. wasn't it?
I can't...
2 was, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they're pretty good.
Yeah. So I think that's the same engine that they used in RE2 remake that they're using now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it looks super nice. And yeah, I Good. Don't know when I'll play it.
Yeah, when it comes to Game Pass, we'll all get on it. Okay, Stuart Cullen, he has decided this week to approach the subject of Stadia for a change. he says, with 6 more staff leaving Stadia to join Haven Studios, is the mass exodus beginning? With former Stadia Games GM Sebastian Puhl being a co-founder of Jade Raymond's new studio, what could we see from the Montreal-based ex-Stadia-powered outfit? Could it be the end? Could it?
I think Stuart's the only one keeping it going.
Yeah, I think they're all having meetings every week. And they're just like, Stuart needs more. We need something to happen so Stuart can send a text to the Seal podcast. I haven't seen this news.
I'm just quickly reading it now, yeah.
I saw the guy leave the other day. Can't remember what his name was. And then, yeah, there's a load more leaving, apparently.
But... It's yeah. got to end soon, hasn't
it's
it?
No, so the thing is, they've closed their game studios, so you expect the people working in the games part of it to be leaving, wouldn't you? But
Haven Studios is going to be let's have a look.
Are they going to make games for Stadia?
It'll be an original.
If they don't bother making games for Stadia, like all the people that have left, and they don't actually put it on Stadia, then that might be a bad sign.
Haven Studios also received investment from Sony to develop a debut game. While the project is currently unannounced, it will be an original IP for PlayStation. So it looks like Haven Studios is going to be a game producer for Sony.
I guess. Could be the end then.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe they'll just like leave like one bloke called Steve like in the back end, like just.
That's right.
It'd just be the IT guy though.
Right? Yeah, that's it.
They'd just be in charge of turning it off and turning it on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's broke again. Oh, just reset it. Just go around resetting the servers.
Stuart also says at the bottom. Also, nice GIF, bold but truthfully. Does anybody know what that means?
I do, because I sent the tweet, so you have to click on the tweet in the comments. Oh. And you'll see the GIF. The glorious GIF.
In the comments? What comments?
On the show notes. Does it not show for you?
No.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Okay, all right. Stadia's taking out Xbox and PlayStation, I guess. All right.
It was bait.
I was expecting Stadia to turn the gun on itself in the end, to be honest. So.
Despicable Mind. Is this from Twitter?
Yes.
Does Fraser have his own Twitter? I do not. I used to be on Twitter. I gave it up a while ago. I just found it too stressful reading stuff that I disagreed with. That's pretty much it. He says, thanks for such a top-notch poddy, boys. No problem, mate.
Excuse me.
I don't miss Twitter at all. You guys aren't on
Facebook.
That much. Thing about Facebook is I have a whole list of people on Facebook that it's my lifeline to a lot of people in the UK to keep in touch with like old friends and old school friends and stuff like that. I don't post much to it. My wife does more of the posting. I pop in every day, usually to say happy birthday to people on it.
I think that's why I stopped going on there because it used to piss me off. Yeah. It's just like, so-and-so's birthday. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah. I like sending
such a misery birthday.
Yeah, I know you're miserable, also. And so I like sending happy birthdays. Who doesn't like getting a happy birthday? The more the more the better, right?
It's all like that. You know, don't put your birthday on Facebook because then you like get your identity stolen. Mm. Then before you know it,
did I tell you about the false job application that I got?
False.
So anyway, somebody was advertising for a chauffeur at this golf club, really swanky golf club. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything, right? Sure, I'll be a chauffeur. Why not? You know, just
great,
go do it.
Great that. Time to listen to some podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Just give me, tell me what to do. I don't know. I could do with a mindless something, you know, different, you know.
Is this like driving around a buggy or something?
It was proper. It said chauffeuring, right?
Okay,
chauffeuring.
Right.
And I was like, sure. Why not? You know, I'll just throw it out there. Who knows? I could just do that for a laugh.
You can drive. You're semi-qualified.
Yeah. And then I got this email going, oh, we'd like to talk to you. Can you please send us your address and all this sort of stuff? And I was like, no, I'm not sending you my address. I said, but if you have any more details on it, on the positions, send them through. Right. And then I didn't hear anything from it for ages. And a few weeks later, I got this email that said, oh, my name is Dr. Sarah Holden, and I'm coming up from America. And I'm up for 2 months and I need someone to chauffeur me around. I was like, okay. And it said, I'm going to be here for 16 weeks or whatever. We're renting a car. I would need you to drive me 2 days during the week and maybe one day at the weekend. I was like, that sounds like a cushy gig. It's going to pay me like, I don't know, $1,500 a week. I was like, that sounds more than fine, right?
What? $1,500 a week?
Yeah, and I was like, this sounds too good to be true. Uh-oh. What do I keep telling my kids? It sounds too good to be true, chances are it is, right? And I was like, well, if you're a doctor and you're coming up here and doing a 16-week tour or whatever, and she said she was on the lecture circuit or doing something, I was like, well, I'm going to look up, find out more about you. Could I find anything about Dr. Sarah Holden online? No. Not one fucking scrap on Google whatsoever. Like, well, this doesn't sound very legit, does it? So a doctor who is
not even just anonymous,
but is literally doing a tour and is anonymous. And then I look deeper and I was like, let me just look up chauffeur scam. And I was like, oh, there it is. Right, there it is. So yeah.
So what were they planning to get out of you then?
So apparently it's one of the ones where they send you a check or something like that, and then the check doesn't clear.
They send you like a overpayment, like they say they're gonna pay you $1,500, but they're gonna put like $3,500 check into your account, and then you've got to like give them back $2,000. It's something weird, like. But yeah. it like the check,
well, and then it turns out they never actually gave you the $3,500 in the first place.
Yeah, the check doesn't clear, but they've asked for the payment from you back to them. I don't know, through gift cards or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I've heard
that's when the alarm bells really go off. All right,
yeah. You want any gift cards? Happens a lot with people who are like selling cars or things like that, or anything like of decent value, right? People just try and pull that scam. But I was good. They had me for a little while. I was like, oh, okay, you know, because they actually I saw the advert on a job site.
Was it a legit job site though?
Well, it was attached to the golf club, but
wow.
Then I took a closer look at the email address. I was like, well, I don't think that's the golf club's email address, right? So it was something.
Yeah.
Dodgy, whatever, but anyway.
My daughter keeps getting texts from HSBC, inverted commas, saying something or other, I can't remember now. She said two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, some, like, they're always like www.something.hsbc, like something that's clearly not the actual legit banking account, like thing. Like, we put the letters HSBC in there just to make it, if you look quickly enough, you might just miss the fact that it says like bollocks.hsbc.com or something.
Yeah. The other one I always like of those emails is just the horrendous spelling, grammar, layout of the email. It's just all, you know, it's just like, oh my God.
I've looked into this. They actually do that on purpose, right? They do that on purpose to actually weed out, like, the people that look for stupid stuff like that, or, you know, see it. And so they're actually trying to get the gullible, like vulnerable people that wouldn't notice things like that. And so and so
you immediately look at it and go, that's clearly bollocks. So they don't want you because you wouldn't fall for it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So they're trying to get the people that won't spot things like that to, and then you know, the chance of people replying, or you know, the hit rate of emails that have already weeded out people that spot stupid things.
That makes sense.
So yeah, it's a really weird thing, but it's actually very clever in the background as well. Like,
right.
Yeah,
that's good.
Not bad. Or not.
It's bad. It's not
good. Yeah.
Okay, Andy Cox says, evening all, enjoyed the pinball chat last week. Haven't had a chance to see the documentary you were on about Fraser, but hopefully we'll see it soon. Regarding pinball, I don't think there's a sweeter sound in gaming than when you get the match at the end of your game and that loud knocking sound comes from the table to signify you've won a free game. That was interesting.
I'm not sure I've ever experienced this.
No.
Yeah. But you know what he's talking about.
No,
I don't. I know about loud knocking sounds.
Okay, yeah. So basically, like,
smashing the pinball machine because it's fucking shit.
Yeah. So basically, against the wooden cabinet, they have like a solenoid or something like that. So when you get enough points to win a free game,
then
it'll do it. The solenoid will smack against the wooden cabinet or whatever, and make this loud sort of knock noise.
Right.
And that knock noise, I always wondered about it, and I thought that sounds a little bit janky, right? Surely they have all these electronics, they could do something a little bit cooler. But actually, that it serves a purpose in that it stands out from all the other noises of the arcade. And so they say,
don't,
like,
you also feel it a bit? Because
feel it too, if your hands are on the machine. And so, they actually talk about it in the documentary about that noise echoing out around, you know, oh, who's that? Somebody got a free game. Who's that pinball wizard?
When you know the noise, like, and you hear it from across the room, you're like, oh, what's that? Who's,
Sounds like somebody hitting something loudly with a mallet or something. Wow. You know? It's pretty cool. It's cool. And then also at the end of a lot of the games, what they do is they give you a number and then they randomize.
Isn't that your score?
I think that's what it is. It takes the last two numbers, say the last number of two numbers from your score is like 20, then it does a random jumble of numbers or whatever, and if you match or whatever, you can get a free game.
I've seen that.
Do you know, sort of, not really related, but is, like, you know Super Mario, when you finish the level, if you finished the level with certain two numbers at the end of your time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It did stuff. It made things happen.
Okay. Yeah.
No. I can't remember which ones they were. I think it was 99. Either. If they finished with something 99 at the end, it'd do something.
That rings a bell. If that's Chinny.
Is that the original Super Mario?
It might have been World. I don't know if it's all of them. But it's definitely a couple of them, I think. Maybe three in World. I'm not sure about the old ones, but I think they'd probably be in the older ones as well, to be honest. But yeah, you're like, I don't often like, I read about it or something somewhere, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to see if it's actually true. And yeah, like, get to the end and then wait till it's like time to jump right, just to like land on the flag at the right moment.
So, right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Andy also says, a couple of dodgy questions for you this week. Firstly, Van Halen had a bowl of M&Ms with the brown ones taken out, and Queen had a set of Dodgers on theirs. If you were in a band, what would you have on your rider? So I understand what he's asking there. So
is
you
that
guys
rider are like a truck? Like a
no it's,
well, rider is like, you know, you have a load of shit in your room that you want to either fuck around with or eat or drink or whatever before you go on.
Yeah. So basically, you had, so these bands, before they get to the venue, they will issue a massive stack of documents, which basically, this is what we need.
It depends how big you are, how massive the list
is. Well, let's say Van Halen and Queen, they have a nice big one, right? Which can probably covers everything from
a set of Dodgems is fucking pretty big, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, so that would be all the requirements they need to put on the show, right? From, I guess, from everything from electrical to whatever to blah blah blah, right? And but also, but the the legend is that Van Halen, in the middle somewhere in there, said they needed a bowl of M&Ms with no brown ones. And if they got to their dressing room and the M&Ms were there with all the brown ones taken out, then they were confident that everything had been taken care of. And if they got there and their M&Ms weren't there, or, you know, then they were...
It was just brown ones.
Yeah, then they were worried that, hey, these people haven't read the document we sent them, right? Which is, like, it's an important document because it has to do with...
Yeah, see, a bowl of M&Ms with brown ones is a bit of a ball ache for someone to take out of the brown ones, probably, but that's right. A bit lame compared to having an entire set of fucking dodgems set up for you.
Well, I mean, you have to imagine, right, that somebody gets this and they read it and they just go, what the fuck is this, right? Dodgems. But then they get, but you know, if you're, you know, you get on the phone to whoever sent it, you go, really, you need dodgems? And then the person goes, no, we don't need dodgems, we just want to make sure you're reading the fucking thing, right? And they go, oh, okay, right? So the dodgems never have to exist, like the M&Ms probably never have to exist, but anyway, he says...
You just shattered the illusion of writers.
He says, if you were in a band, what would you have on your rider? I didn't prep for this, so I don't know.
Oof. If I was on a band, that would assume that I was not fat and old. Like I am.
I don't know. Some of the bands. They're still knocking on about 50 years later doing revival.
Yeah, but they didn't start when they were fast. They did that. Just to be honest.
I think you'd probably want to have something in there that you'd like.
Like a jacuzzi. Beers. Jacuzzi?
A jacuzzi. Yeah. A cold jacuzzi full of beers.
Yeah, it's got to be a jacuzzi filled with something, right?
Girls.
This is the alternative life where I'm still single. Yeah.
I don't know. What's the most stupid? Okay. I would.
You could have a new motorbike, Dave.
No. It's got to be.
A motorbike made of pasta.
It's got to be.
What?
Yeah. Like something like. I was just trying to think. Like, oh, you know Revels, the chocolate?
I do.
Yeah. Well, no orange ones. Yeah.
No coffee ones. Like, all the other ones, but no coffee.
Yeah, but that's half the fun with Revels, isn't it?
No, it's not. I like all the other ones. It's the coffee ones.
Yeah, lovely. And then I get the coffee one. Well, I like the coffee ones, to be honest.
I like coffee. I don't like anything coffee flavoured.
The Revels have to be separated with the coffee ones going to Neil, the toffee ones going to Dave, and the orange ones can come to me, right? Here we go.
When
the seal, okay. Right.
You just want Revels, don't you?
just fucking give me a bag of Revels, that's fine. No fucking
eight,
funny
eight
about
packs
me.
Of Revels in Neil's dressing room. Not seven, not nine, eight.
Yeah, I do like mini eggs, though.
Oh, yeah, mini eggs. Mini eggs are class. Yeah, I'll tell you a little secret. So we had my daughter kept going on about mini eggs at Easter. Mini eggs this and mini eggs that. Can we go get some mini eggs? Like, we're in a lockdown. We can't go get mini eggs. Plus, we've got tons of chocolate. It's Easter, right? Anyway, there was a pack of mini eggs hidden behind something in the kitchen. And they got found, right? It was a nice big pack of mini eggs.
By you?
No, generally by someone in the family. I don't know, not by me. And, you know, we took a few of them. We're like, here you go, Madeline, you can have a few. Here you go, Stan, you have a few. We ate a few. And then it was like, well, we're not going to finish them all now. This is my, you know, dad coming up. We're going to, you know, let's not just hoover up this whole bag of mini eggs. Well, you know, we'll come back to them later. Anyway, I secretly hid them and put them somewhere where no one else would find them. And then, like, I think I may have lied when somebody went, where are the mini eggs? Well, we all finished them, didn't we? Right? We all finished the mini eggs. And then I just kept going back and dipping into them on my own.
You're a bad man. We've still got bloody Easter eggs in our fridge.
We don't get that many Easter eggs. Problem over here is...
I swear they just didn't last. Like, they got eaten. But like, my kids don't eat their Easter eggs.
They don't. That's good.
Yeah, just sit there.
Yeah. Well, don't complain about that. That's good.
Well, they eat plenty of other shit. It's not like they don't eat any shit. They eat biscuits and fucking cake or whatever. But...
Andy has a second part to his question. He says, have you ever locked yourself out of your house stroke car? Cheers all, Andy.
Cheers, Andy. I can't think of one. I think it probably has happened.
I've been locked out. I used to div with three of my mates after school. How old was I? 18, 19. There's four of us in a big townhouse. And I used to work nights, and somebody had locked the front door, but they left the key in it, so I couldn't open the door because their key was on the other side. So I had to Spider-Man it up to the first floor, top window, at about 6:30 in the morning. And Clamp sort of walked over my mate and missus, who were stark bollock naked. He kind of like woke up, went, oh, okay. Looked, saw it as me, clambered over and went, oh, okay. And then just like, went back to sleep. And it was like, yeah. that was the weird thing about it. It was just the blasé, oh yeah, okay, Dave just walked, like clambered over my bed while we were both naked. And then just went back to sleep. And then, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, never the car. The car, I am really paranoid about locking myself out of.
Oh god!
Just no. Like,
I can give you.
Can you lock yourself out of your car?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave your car, the only way you can get locked out of your car is if you left the keys in the car.
Yeah,
surely. Otherwise, you'd have the keys.
My missus has done
you
that.
You can't lock the
times.
Cars nowadays. These like my. Nissan won't let you lock the car if there's keys in the car.
Yeah, it's not. Okay, I'll give you some examples here. So I'll run through four. I got four car examples I can run through quickly. First one was when I was a service engineer and I went to a cement factory and I had a Mondeo estate. And I would clip my keys to my service bag, right? Because there are quite a few keys on there and stuff like that. And anyway, I opened the boot or whatever, put my bag in, shut the boot, and there it was, just staring at me, my bag with the keys on it. And the car was locked, so I was screwed in the middle of this cement factory in the middle of nowhere. I don't even remember where it was. That got resolved. I can't even remember how. I did it as well to a BMW I had for a little while. I locked the keys in the boot of that. And the AA got called and they just went, nope, we're not doing that. Those BMWs are a nightmare to get into. Forget it. Just wait till you get a spare key.
You want one of those dodgy geezers to come past. And
it's the boot. It's the problem. On mine, you can't do on my car. You can't do it unless the car, you can lock the car, but you can still have the boot open and then you lock the boot. It's my car will tell you, it'll beep a couple of times. It'll go, your boot's still open, you knob end. And I go like, okay, it's okay, I know that. But if I was to still shut it with my keys in there, because like you just do that, don't you sometimes? Well, I do.
Nope.
Is you put something up.
You've clearly done it a couple of times.
I need to put something down in here. Oh, I just put my keys down on the boot, right? And then I just went, oh, okay, I'm done, shut the boot. And then you go, ah, oh, shit, right? Yeah, but a couple of the
words. How would your car get locked? I don't understand.
Okay.
If you've got the boot open.
Because I get out of my car, I lock it with a key, right? I don't have a blipper. I get out, I lock the car with the key.
Well, we're talking like 80s or something here.
Well, my blipper's broken, right? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I haven't done it on this car, so I don't even know why I'm giving you an example of this car. But anyway, I did have another one where I was like an hour away from home and I got into a fucking Mazda I had, right? You would start the car and it would lock all the doors, right? So you would, unlock the car, you'd get in and you start the car and then all the doors lock, right? When you start the car, not when
I
you
thought
go
that was
forward.
Dangerous.
No, it is fucking dangerous, right? My car that I have right now, you start the car, it doesn't lock the doors. You put it into drive and you drive off, all the doors lock, okay? That's okay. I'm okay with that, right? But this Mazda, you'd start the car and the doors would lock. And so it was the middle of winter. I got into the car. I started it to warm it up. Got out, shut the door, and just went, ah, oh, shit. And then it's like, so my car is there running completely. So I had to get a lift an hour down to my house and an hour back again. My cousin, luckily, gave me the lift. But it
was it all nicely warmed up by the time you got back?
Very. Very.
Jesus.
But even though
everyone else's car on the road is fucking de-iced as well.
All that pales into insignificance next to my wife, who did it was the Mazda again. She did it, right? Started the car, doors locked, but I don't think she'd shut the door, right? So the door's locked. Then she gets out of the car to go do something else, shuts the door with my son in the car, baby son in the car, right? And this was not winter. This was the top of summer, sun beating down, right? And that's like, oh, no, the car wasn't running. That's right, the car wasn't running. But she put it to that second position, which had made the doors locked. And so she just calls me. She goes, she's just panic stricken. She's like, I've locked Stan in the car. And I'm like, well, just fucking break the window, right? I was like, not far. And I was like, I'll be there soon. And I think I was at home. Yeah, I was at home. So I ran downstairs. My neighbor wasn't there, but
picked up your breaking into the car toolkit that you probably got in your cupboard.
My landlord's gardener was there doing some work on the garden. So I ran out. I said, I need your car. And he goes, it's the landlord's car. I said, I don't give a fuck. Give me the car right now. And he just handed me the keys. And I just drove away in this car. Bombing it down. I'm driving down this. I remember I had to drive down a one-way street the wrong way. This woman's just going, what the fuck are you doing? I'm just like, get the fuck out of my way. Right? You know,
waving your wallet like you had a police badge in it.
Yeah, exactly. Just to get there, just as quickly as possible, and we just got, and I had the spare keys, got there, and my poor son was just dripping with sweat as we took him out, you know, crying his eye. He was okay. I mean, but you wouldn't have wanted him in there any longer, right? You know, that was not good.
Yeah, cars heat up very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, it would have been better if the car had been running. It would have been better because the aircon.
Yeah.
But actually, the car wasn't running, so instead, it was just blowing hot air at him. Anyway, it all worked out okay in the end. But I like, you know, if I hadn't been able to get there in time, it was just like, you just have to get someone to smash the window, right? Mm-hmm. Which she would have done. But
yeah, no, it used to happen all the time. The missus done it 3 or 4 times in her old Fiesta, because she didn't have, it's an old one, didn't have a blipper on it, and she could never be bothered to put the key in to lock the car. So she used to open her door to get out, lock the door, which locked all the doors from the inside, yep, and then shut the door. Yeah,
it's a terrible habit.
Yeah, and like she got in town, I had to rescue her with a spare key at her work. I had to come back home because she'd done it at home when I was at work. Yeah, it was just like, just stop doing that. It's like, oh, it saves me time. It's like, well, obviously not.
Not clearly not when no. I had to come halfway across town to let yeah. in the fucking car.
So, yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, with the modern ones, no, that doesn't happen anymore. But yeah, I can see with my little girl getting older now, and she's got a key to the house. I can see her forgetting to take her key out, and yeah, we go out, and then she hasn't got a key. Like, yeah. But no, I'm not
I, like the first time of the other day, my wife's like, giving Naomi a key to let herself out of the house and lock the house and let herself back in. And I was a bit like, does she know how to fucking do this? Like, I don't really want, like, one of her keys is a bit bent. And I'm like, if she fucking breaks the key in the front door, I'll be like, oh my God, no, I can't get in the house.
Yeah, I ended up getting one of those keypads for the door. And now we just, everyone knows the code, right? So,
with a key? Oh no, an actual door.
Yeah, key. We can use the key, but like we can double lock it, like there's a deadbolt, but we don't. And it's just, yeah, when you go out, you just shut the door and press the button, and it goes and it locks the door. And then when you come home, it goes
when there's no electric.
That would be a battery, wouldn't it?
If the battery goes, yeah. I don't know. It does tell me when the battery's
going. It locks you out. You're like,
no. You know when the battery's going low anyway, because it just goes a little bit slower.
Goes, yeah.
Because it's sort of like rubbing me, I don't really want to open this for you, but I'm going to. So
yeah, I'm not convinced on the electric locks.
Oh, like, it's great.
Yeah, but when you have a power cut or something, if it's proper electric, and then like say if it's better, I'm like, it's going to be wrong. Can I go wrong sooner or later?
It's not proper electric though. It's just bum batteries.
Yeah.
If it goes wrong sooner or later.
Come on, this is the guy who brought a smart kettle. Give over.
I didn't actually receive the fucking smart. Because you know what? That still it fucking says on my. If I go to parcel tracking, it still says it hasn't been collected. I'm like, really? As if that's fucking turning up now.
Maybe it's turned sentient. We've had the Suez maybe this is
way before the Suez Canal got blocked.
Maybe it's so smart it turned sentient and went, no, I'm not. Gonna be.
I don't want to be against anymore.
Fucking ridiculous! This is he's off. Clearly gonna waste his money. Yeah, I'm not gonna even bother turning up. But yeah, okay. That's mad. I did have to. Sit, I didn't get locked out, but I had a moment the other morning where my wife had friends. Oh, it must have been Sunday morning. I was going to work, and when I like my alarm goes off at 7 o'clock, my wife goes, "I couldn't find the key last night. Do you know where the key is?" I was like, it's like, no, this is the back door key. She was like, I haven't locked the door. I'm like, okay. We're like, what? But I was like, there's a key on my keys. Why didn't you use that key? And then I go downstairs to the back door. And I look at the back door and there's the keys in the fucking lock for the back door, but on the outside. I was like, how did you not see the fucking keys?
Oh, nice.
They're in the fucking lock.
Yeah,
so yeah, we were not locked out of the house.
No. I walked out of my house the other day, and my neighbour went, "Oh, you left your back window open on your car." She says, "I'm going to come and tell you." This is like 6:30 in the morning. I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll sort it out when I get back." And I looked, and yeah, the back window of my car was open. And then I looked at my wife's car, and the keys were sticking out, house key, everything, all the keys sticking out of her door. I left them all there. I'm just becoming such a doddery old twat. It's unbelievable. Cheers, Andy, for that. It's good to hear from you, mate. And yes, thank you, everyone else who sent
indeed.
Thank you.
Stuff in. Okay, general week stuff. Neil, you've got nothing in there.
Yeah, I thought of something earlier, and now I've forgotten about it again. Oh, I did my fucking trunking and all that bollocks the other day.
What's that?
That's all now sorted. Well, my cable was hanging out of the ceiling and everything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But yeah, so now I've got a nice, neat piece of trunking down my wall. Okay. And my two cables fit in my piece of trunking. I don't have to go and get any more.
When you say trunking, do you mean like that plastic stuff that like...
Plastic stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I've got that down here too.
But yeah, I did make a bit of a balls up. It's not a major balls up. But when I was, it's like got the sticky tape on the back of it. So I put it all in place, got it all to where I wanted it, and then kind of went to peel the back off of it. And then when I went to stick it down, I was like, I only peel it halfway down, then I'll like make sure it's nice and straight. So I was doing that, made it nice and straight, got down to the bottom, peeled the rest of it off, put it all in nice and straight, and then looked up at the top and I was like, fucking hell, there's like a centimetre at the top where I haven't pushed it right up to the ceiling. I was like,
You could try a screw in that though too, right?
Yeah, but it's now stuck to the wall with like super strong sticky tape. So if I pull it off, it's going to probably peel fucking paint and everything off the wall. I'm like,
that's all right.
Get the filler out later on. Spray some shit up there.
Yeah. Well, actually, that sort of segues into what I've been up to, because I looked out the door. I've been trying to kick my son out of the house, right? Not permanently, just every day. Please go outside. Please just get some fresh air. Do something. And I looked outside, and he was just shuffling around on the street with his buddy. They just look like they got nothing to do, right? These poor kids. They're all still in lockdown. Their schools are shut. Everything's shut. There's nothing for these kids to do. So I thought, right, I'm going to do it. I said I keep threatening to do it. My wife didn't really want me to do it, but I keep threatening, and I'm going to do it. So I went and I hung a TV in the garage and put in an amplifier and speakers and all that sort of stuff. So now in my garage, there's like a gaming station, right? There's three chairs there or whatever. And just something for maybe the kids can socialize there, you know, socially distance or whatever, but just to give them something to somewhere to socialize.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in the house, but like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
not in your space,
not in my space. No. I need to get out.
My space.
It's like I'm trying to get you to the outside, like to see sunlight. You know, even though there's still going to be video games involved, you just please get out. Please just try. So I put all that up on Saturday. Put in my I put the PlayStation 3 attached to it. I was like talking to the kids. I was like, should I put the Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3? And then I thought, well, I'll put the PS3 because it's Wi-Fi. My Xbox 360 is not Wi-Fi.
Okay. Wow, that's a super old 360.
Mm. Yeah, it's a proper old one. And but the PS3 can't pick up the Wi-Fi signal. No. So I've
running Ethernet cables, are you?
Yeah, I ordered a new one, mate. It's on its way. It should be here Monday. 75-foot Cat 5 cable. I was going to go Cat 6.
Cat 5?
Cat 5e.
Doesn't matter, does
it? Cat 5 is like 10.
There's only 10 megabits, yes, yeah. Cat 5.
Yeah, Cat 5e is 100. It'll be that.
Oh, it's Cat 5e, yeah. Yeah.
I use Cat 7, mate.
Well,
I'm future-proofing. I'm not fucking planning on taking that shit down again.
I'm not too worried about future-proofing that. It's like, it's not going to be... It's going to be just a... Plus, it was double or triple the price. I'm going to run a cable. So I'm going to hardwire a cable all the way from the garage to here because I have a hub I can plug it into.
Any drills involved? Going to be drilling a big hole?
Yes, I will be. Yeah, well, there were drills involved. I actually had to drill into the. I needed a masonry drill. I had to go borrow a masonry drill bit from one of my friends.
You didn't have one already?
Not 10 mil. No, it's a bit. That's a bit big. So I won't need to borrow, but that was to do precise holes to mount the TV mount, right? Whereas when I go to drill, I have to go through the masonry again to get into the basement of the house. I'll just use whatever masonry drills I have and just keep at it until I've made a hole.
It's going to be like a channel tunnel thing where you have to drill from one side and drill from the other side and meet in the middle.
Maybe. Now, there are some high... I know exactly where I'm coming in. I've done my measurements. I know where I'm coming into the house. I'm going to tell you right now, there's two high-voltage wires going through there, right? Oof. One of them's definitely two... Well, high-voltage for us. One of them's 220, 240 volt or whatever for the air conditioner. So if I'm dead by next week, that's why. Remember me fondly.
You know, you could always...
Next week, isn't it?
You could always like switch the electric off.
I probably should. Yeah. In fact, I'm right near the panel, so I probably could. But the problem is, when I'd be doing it, everyone will be on their computers, and fuck it, I'm just going to risk it. It'll be fine.
Also, do you have to plug your drill in? Because that might be a bit of an issue.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Although saying that, I can pull the fuse for the air conditioner out. I can make that line dead, so that's fine. So anyway, I put all that in, and I was just like, Stan, come and look at this. Come and look at this. Look what I've done. He had no interest in it whatsoever. He's just not that he had no interest in it, but just no enthusiasm, right? And I was like, do you think you could take advantage of this with your friends and stuff like that? He goes, I'll try. I'm like, for fuck's sake. I said, go away. Get out of my sight. Now, I told my daughter, and she's like,
can't you just buy us a PS5 instead?
I told my daughter, and she's like, oh, that's really cool. I'm going to invite one of my friends around. And I was like, thank you. My wife is not convinced. She thinks it's a terrible idea. All I know is I sat in there a couple of times this week, and it was bliss. Just sectioned off in my garage.
So, where's dad gone? It's like, I don't know, the car's still there. It's like, you're just hiding in the garage.
My wife yesterday, she goes, so what time are you going to the garage then?
Yeah.
So, all men know it's the real deal, right? Doesn't matter how pikey it is. I'm not allowed to say
I don't pikey. Have a garage.
Oh,
well, technically, I'm in my garage now because it's been converted.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, if you converted your garage, then
I didn't do it.
Oh.
It was done before we got here, but if I'd have done it, I'm not sure it would have been as good as it is now.
Yeah. There's something to be said for just getting away from everyone these days. That's funny. I'm building it as a social area for people to get together, but I'm utilizing it by being on my own. Right?
So hiding away there,
I even installed more lights in the garage so I can shut the garage door and just shut it and I can just live in there now.
I set up an LED, a fluorescent LED strip in my garage, and that's lovely. It's a plug-in one, so I just plug it in whenever I want it, and
it's heater in there as well, have you?
No.
Or are you just using the PS3 for that?
Yeah. Yeah. What are your games you got on your PS3, and Frez?
I took four games out to the garage with me. Metal Gear Solid 4.
Okay, yeah.
You didn't want anyone else to play with you then.
Killzone 3. Gran Turismo 4, I think it is. That's or 5.
Good can't remember. One, yeah.
And there was one more, but I can't remember which one it was.
Come on, it's got to be a hockey game or something. Or Madden.
Nobody likes that shit.
FIFA?
FIFA.
But anyway, I think the big thing I want to do is get what I'll do is I'll get that hardwire out there and then probably move an Xbox One out there.
What?
But
you just need a good like multiplayer game. Like I don't know, one of the sports ones or Super Bomberman. I don't know if they do that on PlayStation.
Yeah.
That was a good multiplayer one.
Well, all the EA stuff's on Xbox Game Pass, so.
Yeah, the thing is, actually for the kids, they want access to internet. They want YouTube. They want Netflix. They almost don't care about the games. So, I don't know. Anyway.
So Xbox had it right all along. You just need a media center that occasionally played games.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, that's what. Yeah. So
was that Phil Spencer? I can't remember.
Probably. So that's pretty much it. And then on the what have we been watching? I finished off that Invincible. Got to the end of the series on that one. So that had a killer ending. So, with Invincible, if nobody's watching it, you should probably watch it. If you like The Boys and you like superheroes, definitely check that out on Amazon.
What if you've fed up with Marvel superheroes?
I would guess that if you're fed up of Marvel superheroes, you probably like superheroes, but you're fed up of you're over-Marveled, then this is a good antidote. This is possibly a good antidote to that, for sure. Yeah,
I might have to have a watch.
Yeah,
Tenet's just hit Sky Cinema today, so I'll be watching that at some point soon.
That's all I got, Dave.
I got a few things. I went to the seaside. I went to Wales on the Sea, or next to the sea, last Sunday. The last really nice day that we had, and it's been shit weather ever since.
Good job we didn't go Monday.
Oh, Monday was horrendous, wasn't it?
Was that the day we had hail? Twice in this week we've had hail.
Yeah. I think it was Liverpool playing? And it hailed just before the...
I think it was Man City.
Was that Man City?
We had hail. And then we'd had hail that day. And then Tuesday, we'd had hail. I think it was Tuesday and Wednesday we had hail this week. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
This time last year, it was glorious.
Yeah. Just couldn't do anything, and everyone was worried. So I went to the seaside, which is lovely. Massive beach. We go there quite often, Wales. Took the dog first time on the beach. Loved it.
Is it Wells or Wales?
Wells. Wells next to the sea. I've been there as well. Yeah. It's nice.
Wells next to the
sea. Nice beach.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Did you do the walk again?
Didn't do the walk. The walk is now infamous from the family.
Did you do any crabbing?
No. There's no pier or anything like that. But there is.
No, it's a nice beach.
There's seals on the beach.
Nice. Did you choke brothers? You got close to them.
We couldn't go close to them because there's no dogs allowed on that side of the beach where the seals are, for obvious reasons. We saw them. It was just a really nice day out. Really needed. We got there about 10 and left at about 4, so not a massive time.
Is this in a new car?
Yeah. I'll come on to that with what I've been playing. So that was Sunday. That was really nice. I've bought a new hardware appliance. Ooh. I've bought a jigsaw.
Ooh.
A Makita.
I thought you meant, like, when you say that, I thought you meant an actual, like, a puzzle.
No, no, yeah, I know. That's why I put it like that.
Make one, though.
So, no, bought a jigsaw. Because I've been obviously boarding the loft, and I've still got a little bit to do, and manually sawing the floorboards is a right pain in the ass. And I was like, oh, I was looking at mitre saws, or jigsaws, and I was like,
mitre saws manual.
Mitre
saw.
Mitre saws
the
one
used to make like cut an angle.
But here mitre saws are like you'd be mainly probably cutting 2x4s and things.
Yes,
like that with it.
Yeah, it's more designed for, yeah, like, I don't know, yeah, 2x4s or, you know, long bits of wood where you cut in straight, or you can cut on angles. But it's a circular
like
saw,
a circular
that,
blade.
That comes down. Yeah, so you put it against a bit that you can.
That's,
so
yeah. That's
but,
proper. That is.
But
that's not, like me and my mum were doing our, what do you call it, railway sleepers in the front lawn years ago when we first did it. We had a handsaw and it was taking fucking ages.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a guy opposite who was doing some work, and he had one of them things. He was just like, fruit, through some fucking wood. And he was like, "Yeah, do you want me to do that for you?" I was like, "Oh, that would be amazing." He just like went for fucking about 2 seconds. It was like, "That's awesome, cheers, mate."
That's right.
Because that would have taken us about 2 hours.
That is exactly the importance of the right tool for the right job, right? You
know? Yeah, but I wanted a. I would use a mitre saw. Like there is, like I have got a few projects that I want to do, that would be useful. But for a general purpose of what I need it for, the jigsaw was the tool.
But like cutting out square bits for corners.
Being a bit with like hand sawing, and because like I'd done a few cuts that were bad. In the loft. When I say bad, it was like 1 or 2 mil off, and it was a right pain.
That's totally acceptable.
Not when it was.
Well,
off.
Not when you've got to do it by hand, and then you have to do 2 mil off it, right?
And and basically you're cutting a saw's width off of a bit of wood. it's just like it was getting really silly at that point. So I was like, went for the jigsaw. Haven't put it to use yet, but I plugged it in and gave it a whiz.
You rev it like a motorbike.
The problem is I was in my kitchen, and the kitchen counter, which is wood, was looking very inviting. I was like, no, just don't do it. It's like when you stand at an edge of a ledge and you go, don't jump. It's good.
Let's get some tool news. I like
tool
it.
News.
What brand did you buy?
Makita. It was a Makita. Corded. I was looking at a Dewalt. But they're like, for a decent one, you're talking like £300 or £400. And then
DeWalt's and some of them, like, you pay that amount of money, that's great if you're going to use it all the time, you know.
Exactly
hackers, you know. You're going to use, you know.
Yeah, I think
don't go with Black and Decker these days though, eh?
No,
the thing is, Black and Decker and Stanley, they're all these sort of brands that you sort of, your father's always swore by. They're shit now.
Yeah, because they're not the same as they used to be.
No, not at all.
The thing with DeWalt is they're guaranteed for 3 years. And what that is hoping is that, like, random DIYers like me that would probably use them maybe 10 times in a year, just don't use them. They just hope that we buy them. But what actually happens, like, what the good thing about those is, if you're a craftsman and you use it every day, you've got a guaranteed 3 years life out of this tool that you'd be using every day. So that's the good thing about DeWalt. And yeah, I just got it. The one that I got was like, how much did I pay? £70 in the end for this Makita, which is a good make, and I'd read up on the reviews and stuff, but knowing that it's going to be used very occasionally, like if I do find that, you know, every like problem I have now turns into a jigsaw problem, then you know, I might, you know, you need to cut a chicken cut enough on a Sunday.
You know, I'm out of my car.
Take the door off. Yeah, if I do use it a lot,
can
you then
help me with my drink? Can you help me sit my desk up? That sounds like a jigsaw problem.
then yeah, I would then if I've used it, if I used it to death, this this jigsaw, then I would spend a bit of extra money and get that guarantee and stuff, but. So yeah,
as a fellow jigsaw owner, I will tell you, you will never use it 10 times in a year.
Right?
No. If you use it 10 times in 3 years, I'll be impressed.
But it's there when you need it. That's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that was a little treat for myself. What was next? Crypto news. I was wrong. Yeah. I think was it last week or the week before? Like, I had a bit of a moan about my mate told me to put some money into crypto. So I put in all about 120 quid over six different cryptocurrencies. I'm actually 20 quid up. Well, ooh, hang on. I'm £18.18 up. So there was a bit of a bounce in the market. Oh, it's just gone down. I'm £18.10. Right, I'm just going to stop looking at that because it changes all the time. EOS was one of the ones I bought. That's massively shot up. Ethereum. That's gone up. Stellar is another one. That's
Stellar.
Stellar.
That's always well cheap.
Yeah, STELLAR. It's gone about, well, actually, that I'm about breaking even on that. And same in Bitcoin Cash, which Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash are two different things, I didn't know, but I put some money in that. That's gone up. And then the ones that I'm losing on are XRP and Bitcoin. So, but my main winner is EOS at the moment. It had shot up, but now it's going down a little bit. It's just a game. Like, I was watching it daily at one point, going, oh, it's gone up, gone down. And I was just like, no, I'll tell you what, I might actually just put money in and then don't even look at it. Doing over the six of them, the two, three big names, and there's a few smaller ones that might, I don't know, go up or disappear into nothing. I don't know. But I might. The thing that I keep kicking myself, I keep thinking, if I'd have put 100 quid in Bitcoin in 2010, I'll be a multi-millionaire now.
Yeah, well, we can all. We all know. Yeah, we've all thought that.
But like, I actually knew about it then, and like one of the people I work with used to mine it, and it was just like, she used to mine it, she'd got quite a big rig, but she'd just sell it straight away, and then she got rid of all of her kit about 5 years ago because she was fed up with it.
Fed up with her electric bill.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but now she's kicking herself. She's like, I've mined hundreds of them, like, with my rigs, and like, if I'd have just kept hold of it, like, yeah, she'd be well in the money. Anyway, never mind.
Isn't the whole thing, it takes longer to mine the next one? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yes. Yeah. This is why companies and people have like hundreds of PCs and
just when you
cards
thought, you know, could get rid of fossil fuels, they've just replaced it with something else that's just. Outrageous waste of energy.
Yeah. Mm. So crypto, I've now just looking, it's just like stocks. Stocks and shares. You know, if you've got the money to put into them, you might, you know, they might explode and actually make you a decent amount of money. The thing is, there's no interest at the moment on anything. So
normal bank accounts are paying fuck all. My ISA.
Even ISAs, yeah.
0.1%.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So when they actually came out, they were taking like 7% at one point for 5-year ISAs and stuff like that. So, although I did learn about lifetime ISAs this week. If you get, you've got to be under 40. If you get a lifetime ISA, you can put up to $4,000 a year, and the government will put in an extra 25%. So if you put in £100, the government will put in 25. No, you can only get it before you're 40, and you've got to keep putting it in, and that extra is paid per year. But you can only withdraw it with the bonuses after you're 60. So it's a 20-year investment.
What's the deal with that? Are they?
So you put in $4,000 a year, up to.
Are they hoping
you
die and then they take all the money back? No. Or something?
I think they hope that you a take the money out early, or you know, withdraw cash from it, so they don't have to pay you that year's interest, or like you're just saving money. So
is it like a tax-free savings? Like, because what we run here are what. TFSAs, which are tax-free savings accounts. So I could put in up to X amount per year tax-free.
Yeah, yeah. This is.
Do you get paid interest on your, like, you mean the interest is tax-free?
There's no interest. Actually, I do it my stocks and shares are a tax-free savings account. So I throw money in, I invest in shares.
Yeah, we can do stocks
and
shares.
But I can't draw it out. Yeah. That's the problem. I'm not allowed to draw it out. I think it's something to do. If I draw it out, I'm going to get absolutely massively
pay tax.
Yeah.
So the theory is that what will happen is I will draw it out when I retire, and then I'll effectively have no income then. So I will get practically no tax on it when I draw it out. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's similar to what this is. Basically, they hope you take it out post 60. It's tax free. But yeah, like you only get paid the interest of the years that you didn't take out early. So, you know, in theory, you put in, what's that, 40, you put in $80,000 and you get 120.
You might be able to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
So, but it's 25, well, is it 25% on top of that, 20%?
Yeah. See, I count myself very lucky is that there was one period when I was at university, and I think it was my third year. I just moved into this house. No, it was the end of my second year. I moved into this house, and I was so poor. And I mean so poor. I had nothing, basically surviving on like the 15 quid a week. I don't know.
Was it like the 4p cans of beans from Asda style?
Oh, mate, it was proper poor, right? You know, but happy. I was fine. Like, yeah. I was just getting on with it. I can't remember why it was. So, like, I think I was between jobs or something like that. So I just had a period of a few weeks where I had nothing, just broke ass. And I think that just that, and I was living in an absolute dump too. I think that's prepared me for a retired life now. That I can cope with whatever they're going to throw at me. Like, I'm fine. Like, just get me some.
You're having a little refresher now, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
It's going to be like in retired life.
Yeah, that's it, right? My wife probably left me by then, and the kids won't want to talk to me. But I'll be fine. I'll just be living, and you know, I'll be quite happy. Just
as long as you've got your garage with your PS3, you'll be fine.
Well, I probably won't even have that, will I? But you know, I'll just sit off to the park every day and talk to other people.
Sit on the bench.
Sure.
Maybe sleep there as well.
Okay, so what else we got?
Talking about being poor and not being able to afford anything. My wife went to Milton Keynes the other day, and she got suckered into. There's a loose leaf tea shop. in Milton Keynes.
Okay.
Oh, she spent...
And Primark.
Yeah, she went to Primark as well. She spent 20 quid on tea.
That's a lot of clothes in Primark, 20 quid.
Well, that's about four bags worth. Yeah.
Good in the Biles house.
It's not a huge amount.
No, of course. Otherwise, you would be. I mean, if it was like some big burlap sack,
enormous bag of tea.
Yeah, it'd be like counting it.
So, right, this will do us for the next 5 years. Yeah.
No, it was. It's probably about, a sugar bag's worth, maybe. So,
there's different sizes of sugar
is
bags.
Is it 20 quid's worth?
No. No, you can get from Tesco.
Do you need one of them little stainless steel ball things now then to make your tea?
Ah, well, we've got we've got two of them. This is what else she spent some money on.
The extra £100 you have to spend.
Yeah. So she's got two of those little ball things, and then she's also got it's like a strainer, but it kind of sits over your cup, so it's got a quite large rim. And then you put the tea in and it dunks it in, and yeah, I don't drink tea, so I know she does, but
my brother-in-law has one of those round things for putting tea and dropping it into the cup, but it's in the shape of the Death Star.
That is a circle, like a sphere. Yeah. Isn't that still the same?
Yeah.
You could make your own. You could buy a normal one and just put a dent in it in one place. It would still look like a Death Star, wouldn't it?
Or just cut, get the jigsaw out and cut half of it off.
I look forward to some updates on your...
Yeah, I might actually... I might start drinking tea just to spite her.
You know what? Here's the thing. Like, I think you probably, if you were to put aside the fact that it's 20 quid on tea, which I'm totally 100% the same as you, Dave. I'd be like, what the fuck? Right? We went to Costco today and my wife was looking at the honey and I was like, step away from the honey. Okay.
The Manuka honey.
Well, the Manuka was there, right? And I was like, step away from the honey. She's like, what? And I said, first of all, that honey is way too cheap for the honey that you normally buy, right? Because I know she spent like 25, 35 bucks on the smallest pot of Manuka honey. Even to this day, what on earth? You could just about get two bits of toast out of it, right?
Isn't it supposed to be good for you, though?
Yeah.
Is that the whole point of it?
Individually squeezed from each bee.
Manuka.
It's like, what do you call it?
The hand gesture I'm doing now when I think about Manuka honey, right? But the thing is, the tea might be nice. So you could do yourself a favor and just maybe enjoy it, right?
Out of spite.
That could be a double-edged sword, because then it'd be like, oh, my honey bunny likes the tea. Yeah. Then she comes back from Milton. I'm just going to Milton Keynes.
Yeah. I just think everything's getting more expensive. I went to Milton Keynes on Bank Holiday Monday. Got my feet, not my feet, my son's feet measured. Because he's been getting told off for wearing the wrong school shoes.
Okay.
Was his fucking his toes sticking out?
58 quid. Ooh. 58 quid for a pair of fucking shoes.
Oh, is he going to wreck them straight away?
And you know what? He's had them since Monday. He ain't fucking worn them yet, has he? Bastard. That's like, I'll come home from work on Thursday. He has PE Tuesday, Wednesday, so he goes in his PE kit Tuesday and Wednesday, so he's allowed to wear trainers. Thursday morning, I come home from work and I see his school shoes on the stairs. I was like, why is he not wearing his shoes? He's like, oh, he wants to wear them in. He's like, what the fuck?
This is how you wear them.
We can wear them in at fucking school.
Stuff needles. Okay, let's before we all start bitching and moaning about our lives, we've already started before we finish, make a whole show of it.
Until we start talking about the shit games we've been playing.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do that then. Neil, you're first up.
Okay, I played quite a few games, but there is a limited amount of time in a week, so I've not played many of them for very long. Some of them are repeats. So I will start with a game that I've not played before. I've not heard anyone else talk about this anywhere else. This is called Second Extinction, which came to Game Pass last week or the week before. It is a first-person shooty type game with dinosaurs in it. It's not Turok.
Okay.
Well, the clue's in the title, I guess. Second Extinction. Some weird shit's happened, and there's been like a lot. Most of the humans are dead, and now there's fucking dinosaurs somewhere for some reason. I don't know.
God, those bloody dinosaurs.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone made a park or something, and they got out of hand. I don't know. But basically, there's now dinosaurs
to mess with nature.
Yeah, indeed. But. Yeah, it's quite a large map, I guess. Like, there's, it's weird. I don't know. I've not played too much of it, like I said. But then there's a couple of modes. It's early access on Xbox, what they call that, game preview. So it's not finished. There's quite a bit there, though, from what I could see from the map. Anyway, so there's, you do the tutorial. It's pretty standard stuff. Like, can you turn left and right and all that crap? That didn't take very long. Introduces a few of the game-specific mechanics in that tutorial. Like, you've got, I don't know, press whatever to use your health, and then there's another thing to cool down some supplies from some sort of satellite, sort of, I guess, or something like that. And then the last thing you do in the tutorial is shoot a load of dinosaurs. And then you're open the map to the missions, and it's like some weird, I think there's like a community progress type of thing going on. So there's a couple of areas on the map which are inverted commas safer than the rest of them. There's loads of areas of the map like that are red that you can't go to, but like I say, this is game previews, early access. It might just be that's all locked off for the time being, I don't know. So you go into one of the green areas on the map, and there's like a couple of tasks you have to do. Go and, I don't know, pick up some dinosaur eggs, salvage some containers, multiple little mini missions to do. It's basically like an open world, and occasionally there'll be dinosaurs for you to shoot. I ain't played a lot, like I say, so the shooting part of it felt a little bit off. Like, I don't know if I was... Sometimes I was getting headshots and I didn't really feel like I was aiming at the head, and other times felt like I was aiming at the head and not getting headshots. So I don't know if that's just me. There's loads. There's three classes of character you have, and they've got access to a couple of different sort of meaty weapons each. I think I played with one guy. He had a choice of like a sniper rifle, which they called a scout rifle, and a grenade launcher as his two, as his sort of two beefy weapons. You could only have one of those, and then a pistol was your sidearm type of thing. And then you had a limited amount of healing that you could do before you needed to cool down more supplies or find supplies on the map and stuff like that. It was all right.
But it looks all
right. Yeah, it looks okay. It's pretty good, like looking and that. It's designed, though, to be played as a group. So playing it on your own probably wasn't the best way to play it.
That's what they say. They say here, in Second Extinction, you take on hordes of mutated dinosaurs with up to two friends. Solo players, beware.
Yeah. So I did wander into one of the harder areas on my own and just got fucking massively bombarded with loads of dinosaurs. And it was like, oh, just ran away, basically, and fucking managed to pick off a few. And I think I survived basically just by running away, being a bit of a wuss. But yeah, it's all right. I think, I don't know what the end game looks like, what the finished game is going to be. But it wasn't totally crap. So it was pretty, you know, for an early access game with, I don't know what the end is going to be, it was all right. And if there was a couple of people with you, it might be all right to have, like, it's a bit of a, like, just chat and shoot shit while you're chatting, more than fucking, there's no story or anything really to be worrying about at the minute.
I'll get that downloaded next week and play with you.
I would have a go with someone else again. It wasn't horrendous. I played with a controller on the PC. But I don't know if you can cross-play with Xbox peeps. Don't know. But yeah, it was a big bag of okay at the moment. But yeah, it's early access, so at least it's not an 100% total bollocks. So.
Okay.
I have plugged away a bit of Gears Tactics. Not too much this week. I've not really played a lot of that. But I've done a couple more missions. Just chugging away. It'll probably take me forever to get through this game, but I'll keep plugging away at it. Not really found anything new to talk about since last time. I've been playing more VR table tennis. I am still really struggling to beat the computer. I've played. I'm still at like 50% difficulty, and I let up a cheer if I win one game on the in my sessions. Like, that's me like getting quite excited. If I win one game up to 11, like, or you know, maybe 13 if I have to go past 10, that is usually all I will win against the computer at 50%. And I'll play like 40 to 50 games and win once, maybe twice if I'm lucky at a game.
Now, have you played at all online against real
people? No, not recently.
Do you not think that would be... Are you going to, or are you...
I think I will do. Like, I was kind of wanting to get to a point where I could comfortably, like, not necessarily win every game, but, like, feel like I could win every game, sort of thing, at 50% before I went online. But I might just have to bin that off and fucking go online and see how it goes. Because it's all right. I just don't know. I heard a story on CADcast about someone just being a knob online. I was like, I'm not really wanting someone to be a dick to me when I'm playing at table tennis. We'll see. If anyone else is playing and what fancies a go, I'd prefer to play someone who wasn't, you know, if some chances are you know them, they're not going to be a complete bell end. Mm-hmm. If they're winning, like, trashing you, they'll just go like, oh, okay. Maybe we won't play again. But, so I'd be up for playing someone who kind of listens or knows us rather than complete randos. But I feel there's some games, like especially one-on-one, I'm like, I don't mind jumping into a Call of Duty game, for example, on my own, and like this maybe hear some dickheads in the chat, or like Destiny 2. But playing when your game in a 1v1 scenario, I'm like, not sure I really want to just reach some fucking rando. It could be a complete arsehole.
You can just mute them though, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like I haven't really played, to be honest, to be online. Yeah, I'd assume so, but I haven't looked at it. Like, maybe I should just do that and just turn the mic off and everything and just fucking whatever. But with VR, you can gesture quite obviously in VR. Maybe. We'll see. I might give it a go next week. So I feel like I've definitely got better, but it's just frustratingly, like, not... If I was getting to, like, a 50-50 split of wins, then that would be like, yeah, I'm doing all right. I'd be happy with that. But, it's like 1 versus 49 at the minute, so not great. I have played a game I've played many times before today. Played some Beat Saber today for the first time in quite a while. It was the other week. I spent ages going through on my computer, sitting there, going through all of the songs that you can get, and just sorted them into like highest rated order, and then went through when anything that was like, what the fuck, I don't know, anime, manga core, death core bollocks, I was just like, nope. Oh, Queen, I've heard of them. Yeah, clip, I'll play that. So I went through and got, I don't know how many fucking songs today. I've played through. I did 70 odd minutes today, according to my Oculus Quest Move, and burned 370 calories playing V-Saber. I was like, that's not fucking bad going, to be honest. And one of the best songs I've played, was Bohemian Rhapsody. That was pretty fucking good, I've got to be honest. It's quite a long song, but it didn't feel horrendously long while I was playing it in Beat Saber. But that was pretty good. Like some nice nice moves you have to do in that. And I know the song really well, so...
That helps.
But yeah, it does help. Definitely helps if you know the songs. I can't remember what else, some other good ones I played today that are mod versions, obviously. Calvin Harris, Acceptable in the 80s. That's, I seem to recall, yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, yeah. What else? Well, I can't remember them all now, but I've downloaded fucking tons, and I've played a few today. And there were definitely some duds I was listening to. I was like, nope. Or there were some good tunes that I wanted to play, but they were only like expert plus level, and I was literally like failed it within about 5 seconds. I was like, ah, fucking hell, that's too hard. I did think I've thought of one. You know the African meme, the African funeral meme with that tune? Yeah, I've got that on there. That was pretty funny. that's pretty good. That's a pretty good version, actually. Yeah. That's pretty good to do in Beat Saber. I should have fucking written down the name of that song because it is an actual song. But here we go. Can't remember. So, yeah, Beat Saber still... Like, I've got to be honest. I played the non-modded version of Beat Saber briefly, and I was like, every song on there is fucking shit. It's only good, I think, if you get the mods. So, there we go. That was my opinion, anyway. So, yeah, that'll be enough of that. I played more Dorf Romantic in the last week, just plodding away every couple of days or whatever. Like I said before, just sitting there, what am I going to do? I'll just put that on. It's chilled out. And trying to improve my score, try a few new tactics of spreading the map out a bit more. Went off and started, instead of sort of making a massive area all connected, I went off and started playing. I'm going to just make a big long line of stuff out with trees, for example, and like see how far I go and see if I do any better doing it that way. I haven't really improved, so I don't really know.
Yeah, so you get good mileage out of this game.
I'll definitely have my money worth for like £8 or whatever. I think I'm up to about 8 or 9 hours I've played on that now, so yeah, that's not bad value, really. I'll probably keep playing it as well, and like especially as they release more stuff for it. But yeah, I still find that very relaxing. And little like brain teaser to go. Right, okay, another game played loads of before. I think we spoke about it for a while properly. Did a little mention it a couple of weeks ago. Destiny 2, played a load of that one night this week. Thought I'd just pop in and have a look at it and ended up spending all night playing it for about 5 hours. It's fucking like it's near the end of the season. I think there's a bit of hype coming up because it's the end of the season. And so a new season starts on Tuesday next week. I watched the trailer and I was like, they make fucking awesome trailers for their game. It's just like, I looked at it, I was like, yeah, I really want to play that. It looks fucking really cool. There's loads of new stuff that's coming up and it's like, oh, it's all about the Vex next season and all this. And I'm like, yeah, I'll have a little plat on there, see how I get on. Got sucked, because like I say, it was still the Guardian games that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. It's coming to an end this weekend, obviously. So I just like pick up some bounties, fucking go and do. I just went and spent all evening doing strikes. It's like the same thing multiple times. Just I don't know how many times I played the same thing, but it's a little bit different every time. And it's like different people playing with and all that sort of stuff. So no one talks because everyone just fucking knows exactly what they're going to do. But yeah, all I did was play strikes. I played a little bit of Crucible. First time in a long time I've played PvP in Destiny 2, and yeah, it showed. Let's put it away. That has got to the point on PC particularly that it's super fucking hardcore PvP. It's like, oh man, I was doing okay without killing anyone. But yeah, it's fucking super hard.
You've got to grind. It's the same. I guess it's like... I'm right in thinking, Dave, that's why you keep at COD, right? I mean, you sort of, you dip your toe into Valorant with us a bit, but you play COD more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You find that you enjoy it because you continually train at it, right? Which is effectively what it is.
Yeah.
Competitive.
Yeah, and you know, there's new challenges every day. You know, like I could jump into COD and go, okay, right, there's 3 daily challenges for the multiplayer, so you know, I'll do that. You know, it's get 20 kills with an assault rifle, get 5 kills with a claymore, and I don't know, like get 2 kills with a knife or something. And I just sort of go, okay, right, I can smash all them out, you know, an hour maybe, and then there's some more missions in Warzone, and somebody I know is playing Warzone, so I'll jump on with them and like do those missions. And it's just like those quick things that like to get you to play and sort of work towards something. Small things like actually get me invested for about 3 or 4 hours sometimes. Mm.
But do you find if you were to not play it for a while and you became suddenly, I don't know. I mean, we've all played so much COD over the years that could you ever not?
It is different to, you know, the time to kill, the aiming, the getting used to the actual motion, movement and sliding. There is a nuance of COD that's different to other things, like massively different to Valorant and, you know, Battlefield and Destiny. It does take a little while to pick back up. But like I was saying last week, you know, I was playing COD and I was doing, you know, every game, every multiplayer game, I was doing really well. Every Warzone, I was on my own sometimes, getting to like second or third place against teams of 3 or 4. So, you know, my COD playing it got really well, really good. Going into Valorant, couldn't do anything. Like, couldn't even hit a barn door. It's so different. The tactics behind it, you know, it's small teams.
But I'm just sort of thinking, like, with Neil not playing Destiny, like, I don't know, like, I suppose the question for Neil then is, like, you know,
have you lost the skill of like playing Destiny?
The thing is, most of my multiple thousands of hours playing Destiny 2 have been with a controller, and I was playing with mouse and keyboard the other night. Right. Because I'm playing on PC. So the bulk still, even though I've just on Steam, I've played fucking nearly 600 hours of Destiny 2.
You used to play it on controller on PC though.
Yeah, I used to just play on PC with controller. And
what made you play it with mouse and keyboard?
Because when I now, like, everyone in PvP is mouse and keyboard. Like, you can tell. Either that or they were, like, I used to be alright with a controller against on PC, on PvP, because I've so much map knowledge and over the years and fucking all that. Like, really, like, second nature playing on a controller. But now it feels like the PC PvP is about as fucking hardcore as it gets, it feels like. I can play COD. I feel like if I went and played COD, I'd do okay.
Right.
After, like, if giving myself half an hour, I'd get back into it on mouse and keyboard, I'd be okay.
I suppose,
if you get some kills, and I like feel like I was contributing to the game. But, like, I got to be honest, like, I played, I think, 3 or 4 games the other night. The first 2 games, I was, like, bottom of the leaderboard, and we were getting smashed by the other team. It was just like, man, matchmaking's well out of cock here, because I'm like, we're getting an absolute pacing. The best game I played, we ended up winning by 1 point with like seconds left. It was like the time ran out. We didn't hit the score limit, and it was like 149, 148, and it was like at 150 to win, I think, or something like that. And I was like, yeah, the matchmaking was pretty bang on there. But the first couple of games, we were just getting absolutely beasted constantly. It was like, man, they have this thing called mercy in PvP in Destiny 2. Like, if it's massively one-sided, the guy Shax, who's like the sort of keeper of the crucible, It'll come like, I've seen enough. This game's over. And it'll just like fucking end it early because people get completely devastated. They're just getting like totally owned.
It's a great word.
Yeah. So they've got things in there to try and like, and it will say like breaking up the teams to like try and find a better match. And like, because I'm going in solo queue. So quite a few times you'll find. If you go into the main queue for PvP, you might come up against a six stack, because it's 6v6 PvP. So there might be a whole team of six against a load of randos. And you know that the team of randos is just going to get absolutely destroyed by a coordinated team. So I didn't really look into it that much.
How much coordination is there on Destiny?
Well, it's like the main game mode in Destiny 2 for me.
It's more pronounced. Sorry, I'm just trying to understand, because if I haven't played much Destiny at all or for a while. See, if you go in a six, say you have a 6x6 in COD, pretty much most people are you're pretty much playing the same game against everyone else, aren't you? I mean, people have different enhancements or I don't
know. Well, there is the, like, right? I don't think the class makeup of the team makes much difference.
Does class make quite a difference
no.
in Destiny, though? No.
Any class is competitive. Like, there's certain, like, I feel like a couple of, like, hunters and warlocks were a bit underpowered potentially in the past with their old, like, special abilities. And I think they've got this new stasis thing, which has been around since Beyond Light, which was, September? And I feel like their stasis abilities are way better than this Titan's one so far. Anyway, I don't know if I've unlocked everything for the Titan. But it was, you know, even in the old days, some of the Titan ones, you had to play a certain way to make the best of it. And I guess that's the truth to all of the classes, really, in Destiny, is you need to know how to play them to play to do okay. And this whole stasis new ability is still relatively new, especially if you don't play like day after day after day after day like I used to. But I think it's more of a, like, the main game mode that everyone plays, or pretty much, is called Control. And it's like there's three capture points. You get points for capturing a point. If you hold 2 points versus the one, you get more points for the kills you get, basically, then. So that's how you rank up the kills. If you hold all 3 points, you get a lot more kills. But if you was playing in a team, for example, you might just go, we're just going to hold these 2 points, and that team is not going to take those 2 points.
Yeah, okay.
They can have their 1 point.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to understand, is in which game, I guess, what game modes does having a team really help you shine, right?
So. Yeah. So you might have like 3 on each point, for example, if you're in a team of 6, and just not let the other team take either of those points, or like that's your objective. Is capture 2 points and just don't let the fucking other team, because you have that whole thing where, you know, where like the spawn flips, where if you push too far in COD, all of a sudden people are spawning behind you, makes it harder. So if you were playing in a coordinated team, old days of COD 4, when I used to play with a full team, we'd be like, I can't remember what the fucking game mode is, but you'd basically go so far and you wouldn't go any further, because then you knew that you were going to spawn
domination,
the team behind you. Yeah,
dominating,
whatever. So it would be like, we're going to go this far. Anyone who went too far, they were like getting shouted at by the team, like, you're going too far, get back. It's like, all right, okay, okay. And they'll be like, and then you get called camper and all that shit all the time. But it's like, yeah, we just absolutely annihilated you, so fuck off. So.
Yeah, that's the game. Right?
Yeah, exactly. You're just sore losers, basically. So,
Interesting. I was just curious anyway, and it's a nice little aside there on like the different mechanics with all these games, right? And it's just interesting jumping from one to the other. I feel like I could jump into COD and get at her straight away, but I'd have to really fucking concentrate. Like,
it's just guns though, in the end of the day, isn't it? It's like COD is just guns, used to having abilities now.
Warzone, it's got to be a big help, right?
Yeah, but like, it's all about gunplay, Call of Duty, at the end of the day. There's no, like, you don't fucking have magic powers like you do in Destiny or in Valorant. So I don't know. I still love Destiny 2. Every time I play it, it's like there's people who play it a lot can complain about stuff like not being set up for the people who play it a lot. And then people who don't play it a lot can equally complain because it's too hard, too confusing. There's going to be a whole load of new changes coming up, I've seen, which, surprise, surprise, loads of people are not happy about. And you'll be able to transmog your armor or something. I haven't looked into too much. So basically, you'll be able to have a look of armor and change all of the abilities that go along with it or something, basically, like that.
All right.
So there's a whole load of stuff. If you are playing Destiny 2, I would suggest you dismantle all your shaders in the next few days because you get a load of stuff for it, which you won't be able to get from Tuesday onwards because they're binning off the whole shader economy.
That's some important.
So that's all I'll say about that.
Okay, so that's all you get for Destiny 2 for the next 6 months.
No, I'll be all back on it next week.
All right, let's have Dave do Stellaris.
Stellaris. So yeah, I've picked up Stellaris again.
Okay, myself have been playing that all week. He wants to talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Even to the point now, it's like, I don't want to talk about it. A couple of times in the last week.
So there's been a big update, 3.0, or what they call the dick update, the big dick update. They named the updates after famous authors, and apparently one of the authors was...
Philip K. Dick,
yep. It got updated. I was like, I haven't played Stellaris in a while. I'll just dip my toe into this, and then obviously the update, there was a DLC called Nemesis, which I bought because, you know, why not? Because I'm a sucker for all the DLC for Stellaris. And I've probably put how many hours? I've probably done about...
I wish I had a drum roll now.
You
can always put that in the edit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about 20 or 25 hours in over the last week, less than a week, playing this. I absolutely love this game. Still love it. The update has changed quite a lot with some of the balance and how populations work. And I haven't actually been playing the DLC that I bought, although the options are there for some of the things. Basically becoming in a game of Stellaris, there's an end game where like there's a big baddie at the end that's like you can either work together with all the other AIs to defeat it or work against them or on your own, or but like you can actually become the nemesis. You become the nemesis. You can become the end game crisis for the galaxy. So yeah, I sort of jumped into a game and thought, okay, right, first game, you know, I haven't played it in a while, what should I do? Okay, right, I'll do the biggest galaxy I can do, with over 1,000 planets, 1,000 systems, with as many AIs and fallen AIs, and yeah, so it's like, I thought, I'll just quickly jump in and learn about this, and I forgot how long games can be when you've got the biggest map with the most AI and everything. But no, it's I've been playing as a robot who I can't remember the exact backstory, but basically, did anybody watch what's it called? The Replicators from Stargate?
No.
Okay, so Stargate, there was one of the big sort of baddies, I think, through season 4, 5, and 6 were the Replicators, and it's basically just machines devouring everything, like just ripping through systems and creating planets of factories to build themselves. And that's what I am. I'm ripping through the galaxy as a machine. But the sort of end game...
Oh, hang on a second. Stan said something to me about that. He said, I'm not allowed to be friends with any of my friends because of the... He said something about the character he'd chosen.
Right.
He wasn't allowed to play with anyone now because he was... His whole point of being was to dominate or something like that. I can't...
That's the one. Yeah, that's... Oh, I can't remember the bloody name of it. I don't want to load up Stellaris because I'll start playing it. but yes, you can. You are. You can become. I can't remember the exact name. But yeah, it's like you just take over. Like there's no diplomacy or anything right. like that. But you can still use espionage against other AIs. But yeah, like the diplomacy is. I'm gonna take over you and kill you all. And it's like, oh, like anything else? Yeah, no, that's it. I'm just gonna take over you. You don't exist. So, and you like normally there's like there's conditions of declaring war and like you making claims on systems and. You know, you can like become friends with people and have migration treaties, and you know, have set up trades between like just minerals or exotic gases and things like that. But with the same as me, I chose a robot faction that basically just takes over everything, and it's like, yeah, there's no diplomacy, just kill them all. And it is quite hard. There is. You know, it sounds easy, like it takes a lot away of it, but the actual acquisition of the materials that you need to make fleets to do that is a bit more complicated. So yeah, there's balances on the game modes and how you set up your characters, species. So yeah, it's that. I spent way too much time on it. I didn't even play any COD.
So you said, yeah, did you do some late ones?
3 o'clock the other morning. but the thing is,
mate, fucking grow up.
The thing is, like, yeah, I know, and like, even the dog was looking at me going,
because you'll be working from home.
Like, why? Yeah, like she sits with me.
Why are we still up?
Yeah. It's like, but the problem is like I look at the clock and go, okay, right, 12:30. I've got another 30 minutes. Look down at the clock. Oh, it's 1:30. Oh, I might as well just do it like round it up to 2, and then look at the clock. It's like 2:55. It's like, for fuck's sake. Okay, right. I'll put it down after this. It's like it's 3:15. It's like, no, I'll put it down now. Right, I'm turning it off. I switch the computer off. Oh, I can't go to bed now. I might as well have a quick fag before I go up. It's like. So yeah, it was the missus like, why are you coming to bed now? It's like, did you fall asleep? It's like, no, I've just been playing. It's like, oh, okay. So it's the she's not angry, she's just disappointed in me.
Wow. I was walking with my family the other day and talking to my son, and all he wanted to do was talk about Stellaris and all that sort of stuff. Did I tell you what he quoted me about school? Did I tell you that one?
No.
He was talking to me about something. I went, I can't remember, it wasn't Stellaris, it was another game. And it was quite complicated what he was explaining to me. Because he's not excelling, right, at school. So I'm a bit concerned, plus with all this schooling from home, right? It's like, what are you learning? I just don't see the progress. And it sort of worries me, and I sort of like, well, it is what it is. But he was talking to me something about super complicated with a game or something like that. I said, why can't you put this amount of effort and detail into your schoolwork? And he didn't skip a beat. He just looked at me and just went, because school's boring, Dad. I was like, okay, fair enough. Couldn't really argue with him. But the other day, he was just on and on about Stellaris and all these things like that. And I was like, well, and he was going on about economies and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I said, it drives me a bit nuts, you going on about this all the time. But I said, to be fair, you're playing games which are obviously teaching you stuff, right? You know, you're not...
Yeah, it's like, not like my son's playing Fortnite and shouting at his friends for not healing him or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Probably drive me nuts, yeah.
Yeah, it drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah. It's just so it's interesting that he's into that sort of stuff.
Good.
God knows he'd be playing it right now if I hadn't kicked him out.
It's one of those games. It's like time just melts away.
Is it like just Civilization in space, basically?
It's a very simplified version. Yes.
Yeah.
It's
more aggressiveness potentially.
Aggressiveness and diplomacy and.
Here, Neil, just take us. Have a quick drag on this. Go and have a drag on this Dolores joint.
It is on Game Pass.
Actually, I should download it because I haven't tried it. And, you know, I'm not poo-pooing it by any stretch.
The good thing about it being on PC is, wouldn't you bored of it? There's like Star Trek mods. There's, it's like fully. That people have been put in the proper time and like there's full conversion mods of it. If you do ever actually get bored of the actual game, which I can't see I would ever get bored of the normal game anyway, you can basically, if you want to think about, I don't know, there's probably a Babylon 5 mod in there as well. What's the other shit one? Oh shit!
Battlestar Galactica.
That's what I was thinking.
None of that shit.
I don't know. Did I ever tell you? Like, I watched every single one of those Battlestar Galacticas, apart from the last
TV show.
Yeah, the TV show. Apart from the last
The new one.
Apart from the last two episodes, because I couldn't be bothered with it. I just like, I don't care anymore. Like. And I looked at when there's two episodes left, like that's 40 minutes each. I can't be bothered. So, yeah.
Must have got pretty bad then.
It was just, you know, when you're just like, just watching a TV show and you're just like wanting it to end. It was just like, that was like the last series.
It could just end if I just stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Like Jiu-Jitsu last week.
Hmm?
What was that?
Jiu-Jitsu, that movie I watched last week.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Battlestar Galactica is good for like the first series, and then it was just like it just got crazy and boring and yeah. So, but
couldn't live up to the old school original.
No,
I thought that Battlestar. See, my friend of mine who I dog walk with, he loved all that Battlestar Galactica. He thought it was great. But saying that,
where Cylons were actually humans, it's like, well, no, this is not right. They're not like weird robots with red eyes. That
yeah, but all this right. Modern stuff, you have to put aside your love for the old, don't you? Anyway, let's talk about Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued because I played the introduction, basically.
I've got a little bit further than the introduction. I've now gone to another island and I'm working on some stuff. And when I say working on it, I mean I'm being told what to do. So I can give you my review of Dragon Quest. Is like this. It's really slick, and if you're into that sort of Dragon Quest universe, you're right there, Scratchy. Hello?
Sorry.
Are you trapped in a jar?
My mic, I thought I muted my mic, but my mic mutes.
No, you definitely haven't muted your mic.
Is that a beer you just cracked?
It was, yeah.
Nice. Dragon Quest Builders. It's very slick, really cool Dragon Quest universe or whatever like that, which is very cutesy sort of. I like it. It's neat. It looks really good on my PC. Really, really crisp and clean. You know, it's obviously got pedigree in terms of a series. It seems to be like Minecraft, like there's some sort of building element to it and crafting and all that sort of stuff on a blocky type world. Although, unlike Minecraft, it doesn't look like it's running on a spectrum. Well,
I played some Minecraft this week, actually.
So are you playing the game or the demo?
I'm playing the game.
The game.
It's on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Ah, right. I think my daughter played this on...
The demo was on the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which... I've played... a while into it, I could see myself sort of switching on. I'm not done with it, but there's a couple of things that are bugging me. One, so is the amount of talking people are doing. Like, I just crack on with it. It's just
that's where talk. I got to, and I was like, I can't be asked anymore.
Talk. Oh my god! But I guess that you know, hopefully at some point that's got to sort of calm down a bit, but it hasn't calmed down yet. It's pissing me off.
I don't know. It's Square Enix, so
yeah, it's based on. It's the same sort of thing like a Final Fantasy, right? It's a huge world with lots of story or whatever. But I just feel like they're taking, 10 minutes to tell me what they could tell me in 1 minute. Anyway, that's probably a slightly minor gripe. It's really slick. So far, it's just people telling me things I have to do. So I'm not done with it yet. It's going to open up and there's going to be way more questing and figuring out and building and changing landscapes and stuff like that. And then the point is going to come where my question will be, do I really want to play this?
One of the big things is like, have you had to go to a guide to work out what you need to build to finish any quests yet? Or has it all been self-explanatory?
I've met people who are saying like, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that, or they're like, how can we possibly do this, and then you come up with an idea automatically and it's a new thing to craft and whatever. It's
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but it looks really cool. It's really slick.
Yeah, it looks real nice. It looks real nice on my PC. I was like, oh, it looks graphically, it looks pretty good. But yeah, I was just like, what's it? You're on a boat, aren't you, when you start? I was just like going from one person to another on the boat. I was just like, this is all it is, just going around and like click, 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 fucking chat, hurry up, talk your bit.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
I don't know where it's going.
Right, so you get past that boat bit, then you get to the next bit, and then you get to the bit after that. I'm on the third bit, right? And it's still like that. So buyer beware, right? Maybe hang on, I'll give it another week and I'll tell you whether that progresses beyond that to something that's wonderful, because right now I haven't found it. But I'm not going to rubbish it, because it definitely feels like it's quality. So
I'll wait, and maybe if I hear from you,
I
might carry on, but otherwise I'll probably be doing something else.
I'll put myself in the firing line for this one. I'm going to play some more, so that's about it.
Cool.
So that's the last game. Is that a good point? Can we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think
is that
so.
It? No other games?
No, that's it, man.
No Valorant?
Yeah. Nothing to report. We're at the 2-hour mark, so I think that's fair.
Cool.
All right. Good. Okay. Well, then I have nothing left to say except thank you, guys, as usual, for... what we should say? We did check stats, eh? Stats are looking all right. So I need to say thank you to everyone, because it's all trending in the right direction. We're getting some nice feedback as usual, so it's good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's good. So yeah, so the VG Hub TV.
Yep.
Check that out.
Yep, for sure. We paid our Podbean dues this week.
Yeah,
so we're in it for another year at least.
Yeah,
that's the plan. So that's good.
No changes from there.
Yeah, good.
I was going to ask actually quickly about VG Hub before we go.
Sure.
Is the details about who to email on the actual channel?
I think the email is on the channel. So what I'll probably. There's an email on the channel, and then if you listen to the intro, which I'll put at the start of the podcast, that's got the email address as well.
Okay.
And basically, yeah, are you going to email, Dave?
Huh?
Are you going to email?
I might email, yeah, for a code. I don't mind doing a bit of streaming.
Perfect.
Will you be hosting anyone, or is it only?
What's that?
Hosting, Would you have to go on the actual channel?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, say I'm not hosting you. The only way you can come onto the channel is to be on the channel, right? Yeah,
cool.
Maybe. I don't. I hadn't thought about that. There's loads of stuff I haven't thought about yet. or figured out.
So it's a work in progress.
It's a definite work in progress, which I quite like, you know, and then everyone can have it, and we can try and make sure that we make it decent along the way. So we'll see. I don't want a massive rule book, trying to plonk down a massive rule book now and setting all the rules for something we don't even really understand how it's going to work could be a recipe for a disaster or a waste of time. So good.
We'll be checking it out. Our best subscribe, I suppose.
Yeah, please, man. Come on, get those subs up. All right. Okay. I've got kids hanging around behind me. They want to get back on Stellaris and Roblox. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wrap her up here. Thank you, guys. Thanks to everyone who wrote in, and thanks for listening. We'll catch up with you. Are we off next week?
Oh, supposed to be, unless you want to change that.
Maybe we'll change it if we're feeling up to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Bye. Right.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah.